still in Sagittarius. Now we're looking at M22, the Sagittarius cluster, or I've heard it called the Sagittarius star cloud. This we found by starting back where we were on M28 and Cos Borealis. From Cos Borealis, you want to go northeast, probably twice as much north as you go east, and it's just a few fields of view out of the way to get to M22. Now, M22 actually struck me as interesting. I've imaged M22, and when you image it, it's this very, very large field of stars. It almost looks like you're shooting part of the Milky Way from a little further back. You get that same milky, rich, golden view. When looking at it through the scope, you get something entirely different. What you get is a large, what appears to be much like a large globular cluster, say M13. But what's different about it is M13 has a nice sharp, well, I shouldn't say sharp, but has a nice, fairly obvious boundary where it ends. M22, on the other hand, does not. It is kind of like M13 with it just kind of fading out over a much larger area. And even though it's not that much bigger in the viewfinder than M13 was, it's obvious that this goes out much further, because you can use averted vision to see that it goes out and takes up probably 10% of the viewfinder, if not a little more. Now, also in the viewfinder, you have one fairly bright star in comparison, upper right, and you have several stars around the Sagittarius cloud. You have a little line upper left, and then close in you've got one upper left, one upper right, one lower left, one a little further out, actually two a little further out, lower right. But what's interesting about this is, if you move it to where the cloud is in the upper right corner of the 24 millimeter, now down in the lower left corner, you have a nifty little asterism that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 stars, looks like maybe 6. And it's in a neat little shape, and they're all fairly bright. This turned out to be a very interesting target.